Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting 5th. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting 6th. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bruce Hurst. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Dusty Baker. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting 7th. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gedman moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Codiroli covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lyon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codiroli fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Codiroli. Hoffman moves to third. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman scores. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gettman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Heath steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurst fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Baker scoops it up and throws to first, with Codiroli covering, for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton is called out on strikes. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. Hill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boggs moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gedman is walked intentionally. Rick Miller pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Gutierrez now playing shortstop. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Crawford now pitching. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to third. Mike Davis pinch hits for Mike Heath. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Duane Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Duane Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing first base. Mike Davis now playing right field. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jay Howell now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. There goes Evans trying to get to third. Murphy throws the ball into Lansford, who tags Evans for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-4 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Hill moves to second. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lyons. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Hill scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bruce Bochy pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Lansford trying to get to home. Evans throws the ball into Gettman who tags Lansford who's trying to score from second, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.